This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to episode 68 of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts, and I've been developing software for over 20 years, developing iOS apps for over 10 years, and I'm running the Dutch CoCats for over 9 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about deep linking and URL scheme in iOS, setting up Xcode Cloud for automated build, test, and distribution, error handling with Combine and Swift UI, and tips for getting the most out of DocC. This podcast is a Podcasting 2.0 podcast. What this means is that you can stream value for value by using a suitable podcast player. One of these players is Foundation App. If you sign up for Foundation App and start listening to my podcast with their app, you can enter yourself into a raffle to receive 50,000 sats. That's about $20. Once you've signed up with Foundation App and registered my podcast in your player, you should send a DM to @fountain_app on Twitter and share the code fountain_AF1 with them. You should also share your Fountain username. This will enter you into a raffle to win 50,000 sats. After about a week, a user will be chosen at random and they will receive their sats in their Fountain wallet within the Fountain app. I will receive which user has received these sats so that I can do a shout out to them on Twitter. Just for clarity, I am not receiving any kickback or compensation for anyone who signs up with Fountain app through this promotion. I do hope that if you're a crypto enthusiast that you would consider streaming some sats on a value for value basis to my podcast when you're listening to my episodes. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm preparing myself for a presentation at Swift Heroes. I'm also working on something with Try Swift. That's going to be in March. And next to that, I'm also looking already at a conference in August in the United States. It's going to be in Denver, 360 iDev. Definitely check them out. On Wednesday evening, Tibor Bodic will do a presentation with Coco Hetzenel. It's going to be about his new server-side Swift-based CMS called Feather. So I'm very much looking forward to that one as well. Next to that, Stefan and I will do a Twitter space on Swift UI versus UIKit. So that will be a good one as well. Link in the show notes or check us out on Twitter because we have the Twitter space mentioned there. And the other big news item is that next month we are going to have hopefully our first in-person meetup again with Coco Hetzenel. And if that all works out, then maybe we will start considering doing a DoiOS conference again later this year. So that's a conference organized by Coco Hetzenel, so a non-profit doing a non-profit conference. And yeah, if there's some developments there, you can be sure that I will share that on my podcast. And I will also make sure that you know what's up there and how you can get involved with this conference once we start organizing. Otherwise, big improvement I had at my home is having fiber internet connection. So I've been tweaking my Wi-Fi setup a little bit and I was able to improve my internet speed at my workstation like 3 times over, which is great because now I can just get stuff uploaded to the internet much faster. And it's now, I just noticed every day that it's just a lot better. And it seems that my wife and my kids are also enjoying the more stable and quicker Wi-Fi setup that we now have in our home. So just tweaking it a little bit here and there still, but it's developing nicely. On the iOS side of things, yeah, I'm really trying to dig into signing with Apple and integrating with other cloud providers. And yeah, some really interesting stuff that I'm working on that I'm hopefully able to share more on soon. Biggest items right now, as I already mentioned, are those conference participations and those workshops that I'm working on. So more on that later. So I think it's now important to really dive in on the content of this week. The first article of this week is called Deep Linking and URL Scheme in iOS by Benoit Pasqueur. So we all know what a URL is and what a URL scheme is and how you can use deep linking within your app to get somewhere in your app in a convenient way so that your user can find something online, click a link, and then they end up in your app. For those who are not familiar with this, Benoit has written a nice write-up on how you can do deep linking with URL schemes in iOS. It's a nice overview, and it also shares the difference between using a URL scheme, a custom URL scheme, and a universal link. So there's a big difference there. He already did an article on the universal link thing, but that's also linked from this custom URL scheme article that Benoit has written. So it's a good overview, takes you through the steps that you need to take in Xcode and what things you need to be aware of when doing a scheme-based deep link within your app and how you can actually get this implemented and going for yourself in your own code base. So nice write-up, nice overview. The next article is also a article in the sense that it's a nice overview of another technology. It's an article by Moritz Philip Recke, and it's titled Setting Up Xcode Cloud for Automated Builds, Tests, and Distribution. And pretty much this title covers it all, because in his article, Moritz will take you through the steps that you need to take to make sure that from a GitHub repository, you can create automated builds with Xcode Cloud, run tests on them, make sure that those builds are distributed through either TestFlight or App Store, and any specific steps that you need to take along the way. So again, if this is a technology that you want to look at, just have a look at this article because it gives you a nice rundown of the things that you can do with Xcode Cloud and it helps you get started quickly. And if you're not doing CI/CD yet and you are developing an iOS app, definitely check this out because it will improve your life significantly because you just push your code and then, of course, you have to wait a little bit, but then you will get a TestFlight build available to you on your device or on your testing device or maybe even to your beta testers. So well worth the read, well worth the effort, because it will save you time and issues down the line. So now let's dive into an article that is a little bit more in-depth, and that is about code. It's an article by Peter Friese. He also did a YouTube video on this, I think, and the article is titled Error Handling with Combine and Swift UI. It's an article that details how you can handle errors and expose them to the user so that a user can actually have an informed decision on the error situation that you're in so that you can choose what you want to do. Most likely this will be a retry or something along those lines. Error handling is a very important aspect of the quality of the software that you deliver as a software developer. And there's a lot of information out there, and I think that the article written by Peter is a very concise and good overview of a way that you can deal with errors in a SwiftUI combined world. So the fourth article is by Joseph Heck, and it's titled Tips for Getting the Most Out of DocC. DocC is the new documentation compiler that is available within Xcode. And with this article, Joseph gives you some guidelines on how you can improve the inline documentation in your code to make sure that all the output generated by DocC is more meaningful and more useful to yourself and to people using your code and APIs. So a very concise overview of just those extra steps that you should take if you want to integrate DocC within your development workflow. And that's it for this week. I'm going to skip the Donny's Monday morning tweet because I'm very much pressed for time and I want to get this episode out there as quick as possible. So if you have any feedback, any questions, just let me know. Reach out on Twitter. My DM is always open at AppForce1 and I look forward to any feedback that you might have. Talk to you again next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.